It's Wednesday, July 17th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The violent persecution of Christians in Burkina Faso, Africa, continues to rage on, reports FaithWire.com. On June 27th, unidentified armed men told everyone to lie down and proceeded to look for Christians by asking for first names or looking for anyone wearing Christian insignia. Within short order, 4 men were singled out because they were wearing crosses signifying their faith in Christ. They included David Zungrena, his younger brother Philippe, Theophile Wade-Drago, and Ernest Kasawaga. All 4 were taken aside and executed on the spot. As the terrorists left the village, they torched the shop that belonged to David and told Christians to convert to Islam or risk execution. These latest murders in Burkina Faso, Africa, bring the death toll of Christians killed in attacks since February to 27. The death toll in South Asia continues to rise after monsoon flooding and landslides ravaged the border region of India and Nepal, leaving 100 dead, tens of thousands displaced, and 6 million affected, reports CNN. Nepal appears the worst hit so far, with at least 78 people dead there. Aid organizations and health workers have other concerns as well. Waterborne diseases like diarrhea are known to spread in the aftermath of floods, and destroyed sewage systems could exacerbate those sanitation concerns. The number of people in Britain identifying as Christian is in, quote, dramatic decline, end quote, according to the latest figures from the British Social Attitudes Survey, reports Christian Today. The proportion identifying as Christian stands at 38%, down from 50% in 2008 and nearly two-thirds in 1983. It's the first time that the figure has fallen below 40%. Simultaneously, there has been a substantial increase in Britain in those who do not identify with any religion, up from 31% in 1983 to 52% of those polled in 2018. And the percentage of Brits identifying as Muslim grew from 1% in 1983 to 6% in 2018. With 1,000 civic and religious leaders from 100 countries around the globe gathering at the State Department this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hosting the second annual Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom. Contrary to the concerns by some that his newly formed Commission on Unalienable Rights will only benefit Christians, Pompeo made it clear yesterday morning that religious freedom is for everyone.
All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, in the public square, and believe what they want to believe.
Describing the Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom, Ambassador at Large Sam Brownback said this.
This is the largest human rights event ever hosted at the State Department and the largest religious freedom event ever done in the world.
Brownback pointed to just how big of a problem the lack of religious liberty is throughout the globe.
80% of the world's population live in a religiously restrictive place. It's time, it is past time, to bring down these religious restrictions so that the iron curtain of religious persecution can come down for one and all, and it comes down now.
In the face of prideful celebrations of sexual perversion last month, there are Christians fighting back as part of the National Straight Pride Coalition. On August 24th, they're holding their first straight pride parade at Gracieta Park in Modesto, California, to celebrate God's design for marriage, sexuality, gender, and life. Melinda Mason said that straight pride is not about boasting in ourselves.
I feel like the word pride here has been hijacked by the evil one and is being used against our Creator. And so what we're saying is we're taking pride in our God Almighty, our Creator of heaven and earth, and His created order.
Psalm 44, verse 8 says, "In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever." Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on why Christians need to speak out against sodomy in the public square. The Barna Group found that mothers were the main drivers of spiritual development in homes, with over two-thirds of American Christians, 68%, saying their beliefs were influenced by their mother's faith. 37% credited their grandparents with shaping their faith, and people outside the family were far less influential, with only 16%.